This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NHL, Chicago beat the Rangers 5-3. Dennis Weidman's 20-game suspension will stand for now. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman has upheld the punishment doled out to the Calgary Flames defenseman for cross-checking linesman Don Henderson during a January 27th game against Nashville. It was the second longest suspension in NHL history for abusing an official. Play in the NBA resumes today. It also marks the trade deadline. Meanwhile, spring training in Major League Baseball starts today with pitchers and catchers set to report. The Kansas City Royals have announced that additional netting at Kauffman Stadium is being installed and will extend toward the outfield of each team's dugout. The idea is to improve safety for fans sitting along the foul lines. The New York Yankees are eliminating print-at-home tickets. The Yankees say the decision comes from their desire to eliminate fraud, but some say it has to do with the team's partnership with Ticketmaster. The New England Patriots have released defensive back Leonard Johnson. The Pro Football Hall of Fame has received a $2.5 million grant from the foundation established by late Buffalo Bills owner Ralph Wilson. The money will go toward funding a variety of programs and projects, including a holographic theater experience. Also, $1 million will be set aside to create an endowment fund. Wilson was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2009. He died in March 2014. In college men's basketball, UAlbany snapped Stony Brook's 18-game winning streak by downing them 82-70. Vermont beat Binghamton 78-64. A U.S. appeals court is wondering if New Jersey would become the Wild East if it becomes the rare state to allow sports betting but not regulate it. New Jersey officials have tried for several years to legalize sports betting, despite a 1992 federal law that forbids it. A revised 2014 law would allow sports betting at Atlantic City casinos and certain racetracks. Manny Pacquiao's comments disparaging gays have cost him his contract with apparel giant Nike. The company says it has dropped the Filipino boxer after he was quoted as saying gay people are, quote, worse than animals. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.